WRCL Mobile.
For HKX. Afternoon, Russell. It's Patrick.
What's going on, man?
Traffic trying to get on to Wade Hampton.
Well, that ain't no good.
But it's a normal thing here at this intersection, Arlington Road and East Wade Hampton.
That down there in the big town of Greer? Or Greer? Or Gree?
Whichever one you want to call it, it's right, the Tipsy Taco's right across the intersection from me.
You're coming out right here at 357 then. Close to where the DMV is. Yeah, that's a horrible intersection.
You are correct.
So have you got a 878 yet?
I can't remember who I was telling, but I got an email from Bridgecom saying the Skybridge was going to be held up for a little bit. So I emailed them yesterday and haven't heard back if they were going to send the rest of the order or hold it all and send it at one time.
For that amount of money, they ought to send what they got and then send you the rest of it when they get it in. But you never know. It just depends on what their policies are. I think I may have a DMR code plug figured out for the local area. I was able to do the echo test or parrot on a couple of repeaters around here. Spartanburg, Caesar's Head. I hit all those and got the response back on them that it's connecting and I'm receiving back. So I've been doing a little bit of scanning and it picked up a little bit of stuff here and there, but it was while we were doing some other stuff yesterday.
You know, I know Andrews, he's having trouble with his hotspot connecting and getting on there, so maybe we can help him figure it out.
What I've gathered thus far is every one of the talk channels and stuff seems to have what they call a parrot or an echo test talk group, and it's usually talk group number 9998. Is what most of them have been, and once you set up that talk group, you can key down and transmit into the repeater, and it basically works just like a parrot. You say something to it, and it tells you what you said right back.
I've seen some YouTube videos on that, but until I get a radio, it's hard to mess with anything.
I kept trying the Bridgecom system the way they had it set up to where you would download the contact list and then the talk group list and put it in there, but everything they're doing is for Brandmeister, and I've noticed that a lot of the repeaters around here seem to be DMR Mark, and I don't know exactly what the difference is. I hadn't read a whole lot about it yet, but it seems like you have to have some kind of receive group list in order for the radio to receive something from it.
Anything about that, so I don't know.
I spent about 5 hours yesterday trying different code plugs and stuff that I found online and looking at different numbers and creating different CSV sheets and then importing them in, and finally got everything set up and I've got a channel list set, and I was going to play around with it today, but I've had the compressor running and everything else, so I ain't been able to listen.
To any tone without a hotspot, and how good are you hitting the repeaters on the little 5-watt or 8-watt radio?
Put them on high power, and that's the thing about digital. Once you key down, you're either in or you're out. There's no static like we have on the VHF and UHF analog frequencies where you key down and you're barely getting into the repeater and it's barely getting your signal. The way the digital's set up is you open the repeater and it takes the information in and then it transmits it out clear. But like I said, you're either in or you're out.
I get that part of it. I was just wondering how well you were actually being able to get out with that small wattage to these repeaters. I didn't know if it was like this one where you could hit it and still talk on it clearly or not.
JI-4LZI-4.
Station calling.
Difference is here in analog and digital. When it comes to the digital, I got a small HT here that does digital. You have a line on it that'll tell you, you might say, if you're getting in. If you're not, you won't hear nothing at all. It's a lot more characteristics than getting in or not getting in from analog to digital. You're right, there's one on Caesar's head. There's one on Glassy Mountain outside of Pickens that Ogbuk just put up 2 or 3 years ago. And I think there might be one over Long Mountain, but I'm not sure of that. I think so.
That, we appreciate the info on that. You got Russell on this end and Patrick on the other end. We're just now starting to get into the DMR aspect and going to start playing around with the hotspots and stuff. So we've been kind of chit-chatting back and forth about it.
Over here at the Pickens County Emergency Communications Group, we put up a DMR repeater. I think it was about 3, 4, somewhere along that, 3 or 4 years ago. It's up on Glassy Mountain. And, of course, the one y'all talking about on Caesar's Head is on the heart system. And I'm not sure about, like I say, over on Long Mountain, but I'm thinking there's one over there as well. But your response here on analog, the way it is on digital, you have to kind of get readjusted somewhat because you either hear it or you don't hear it. That's just the way the digital is.
Here, roger that. I done some of the Moto Turbo stuff, which was all digital when I was with the emergency services. But, Patrick, to answer your question, too, as far as getting into it, I was sitting in the living room on high power, not turbo, and I was able to communicate with the repeaters on the parrot link.
Wondering what kind of range you had to hit the repeater with that low of wattage. I knew when you hit it, it was on or off. It either worked or it didn't. I was just wondering if you could hit it from 10 miles away, or is it going to only be, 3 or 4?
Well, ZI-45D. I said it. I live in a real bad location here where I'm at. The HT I've got for DMR to get into one on Glassy, either it opens the squelch, and I got a line also on HT that comes on that tells me as well whether it's getting in or not. And that's literally the only way I would know.
That DMR system is set up. You could usually get into a talk group called a parrot or a echo test and key down and transmit, and the repeater itself will repeat back what you said if you're getting into it and you've got it programmed correctly.
Advantages, it's kind of like echo test on echo link. I know from where I'm at here, it's even here on analog, I have issues, but for this particular analog 610 repeater, I get it full scale here with just a rubber duck. But here on analog, it's a little bit, because you got to understand, at least around here with DMR, it's all UHF DMR. And here where I'm at, UHF is a lot more difficult to do what is digital on analog than VHF is.
Let me know if they're going to send me that radio or not. And I can have it this weekend or the first of the week anyway. That way I can start messing around with the radio anyhow.
Roger that. Hopefully they'll go ahead and send it to you. That way you can get going with it. And like you were saying, UHF is, it just doesn't, I don't know exactly what the terminology is, but it doesn't have the range and the penetration that VHF does. I remember when we were on VHF back in the early days, you could talk just about anywhere, inside a house or whatever, and then we all switched over to UHF, and you just about had to walk outside of somebody's house to be able to talk on the radio to get back to dispatch. And now they've gone to the PAL 800 system, and luckily I'm not dealing with that, and I hadn't heard whether it's working good for them or not.
Up in the mountains where I'm at, they're still on VHF. They haven't made the switch at all. because it doesn't get very far at all. You'll be in the little valley like where Bavard's at, and you're not getting out of it at all.
Out of curiosity, you say you're talking about Bavard, or you from up around in that area?
Morning, Ray.
There's two. I know I can hear the analog from up there. Here. The sheriff at the department and up there for Bavard City, here law enforcement. Pickens County, where I'm at, for the time being, still analog, but I look for them at any time to change when I get the $4 million price tag, because just about everybody else is done gone there, except Pickens County and up where, at least where I'm here, in Transylvania County.
Yeah, I believe the objective is everybody's going to go P25 compliant. That's the new FEMA standard, and they're trying to get all emergency services to go to that so they can link together and everybody can talk to each other. For a long time, the sheriff's office was on one frequency, dispatched out of one center in Greenville, and EMS fire department was in another area on different channels. They couldn't talk to each other. There wasn't any type of TAC channels where they could communicate, and it was always, you just had to relay back and forth through the dispatcher, and sometimes it got a little muddled.
You would think everybody would be interconnected, but you won't believe it's about Oconee County over there. They're on, like the DMR y'all were talking about, except it's on their frequencies. Oconee County Sheriff's Department using UHF DMR.
Yeah, my guess is they're probably using something like the Motorola Moto Turbo system, which is almost standalone on its own. I think they've made some changes in it with some of the firmware updates where it works with some of the DMR stuff. But that was something that a lot of the area departments and stuff was going to, because there was a Moto Turbo repeater on top of Parris Mountain, and you could pretty much talk all over the county with it.
For LZI portable ID, that's the only thing that worries me about some of this. Would it be in the amateur service or the first responder services around? You got everybody on P25, and you take a county like Oconee County that went to DMR. I hope to heck there's some way that they can be interchangeable, because if it got in a situation where you had a real disaster and everybody ain't on the same digital system, we still have problems.
I was doing some research on that Skybridge hotspot and talking about crossing over between the two, and it will cross between DMR and Fusion, DMR and D-Star, and I don't know if it'll go between the P25 and the NX, whatever it is, but I know it will do those two.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Patrick, that's good that it'll interchange like that. I think that's going to be a key. You got so many different versions out there, and, you know, a lot of them don't communicate with each other, and it's kind of frustrating because you don't know what to buy and what to program and what works best and what doesn't work. And it's always a kind of a roll of the dice when you buy a new piece of equipment. I've been happy with the 80-tone stuff. It's worked good thus far. I hadn't got into the hotspot part yet, but I'm still thinking about it. I was doing a little research on that 80-tone radio also, and you know you can open it up to be a tri-band also on the 220 band. 8 could be opened up to tri-band. I thought you had to buy the tri-band radio in order to do it. Videos on how to do it. It's in there. It's just in the firmware. You got to go in and change a few things around. Well, wahoo! I'll get in there and see if I can't make me a new radio out of my new radio. How about it now? That was you that sent me the request on Facebook there the other day, wasn't it? I'm just making sure. Affirmative, that was me. See, you know Blake.
In case y'all are interested, I can give you some analog 220 repeaters that's around. There's a 22414 on Caesar's head, 131.8. It's on the one system. It's in the upstate almost all the time. There's a 2244, 131.8 on Glassy Mountain. There's a 224, let's see, what was that other one? Right now, I done forgot the suffix of it, but over at Spartanburg, it don't have a tone on it, but currently I've done forgot it because I can't hit it, but just ever so often. And there's another 220 up on Paris Mountain, and another one up on Mount Mitchell, but I can't remember the rest of them frequencies, but there are a few 220 repeaters around.
No. And Walt, I gotta say, how do you keep all that information straight in your head, man? Rattling off the numbers like that, it just amazes me.
My name, I may have forgot to give Alpha November Delta Yankee. Partly the reason I remember some of this, that's kind of what got me into the hobby here. I'm an avid scanner listener from way back in the late 70s to now. And I've got a scanner right here in the room with me where I've got all the analog ham frequencies I can pick up in my area programmed in. And, of course, they're all in there by frequency. And that's kind of how I remember some of this.
But it's impressive the way you can remember it and rattle it off. That's for sure. I'm definitely impressed sitting here. Hey, fellas, I hate to do it, but I am about to detonate here at the house. I'm going to go in and get a shower. I've been playing in insulation all day. So it was a pleasure talking with both of you. And 73s, and I will talk with you guys another time.
That other frequency over Spartanburg, I think, if I remember, is 224440. 224440 with no tone.
And Andy, I'm going to have to say 73s also. And Russell, if you're still there, 73s to you. And as usual, I enjoy the conversation. And Andy, again, that memory is awful impressive. I hope when I get to your age, I can be half that well. Again, very impressive.
Well, that's kind of how I caught y'all on here talking now. I had the scanner on scanning, that scanned across 610 here, and I started hearing y'all talk about DMR, and I just was going to mention some of those, because our group over here put a repeater for DMR up 3 or 4 years ago, and just thought I'd mention that. KI4LZI portable.
For the information, and I do appreciate it. And again, this is KO4HKX, and I'm going to say 73 here, and you have a good evening.
Same here. I appreciate the information there, Andy. Patrick, it was good talking with you again. Gentlemen, 73s, and this is K2RCL, and I am clear.